by the committee.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, just want to thank Supervisor Mayo. I see your nice pen there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see the other.
Yeah.
I don't see the others. They don't have their pen.
Yeah, I'm supporting the initiative.
Yeah, thank you.
$8
on
eBay.
All right.
Yeah. Mine is from End the Waiting List.
I okay.
That. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
a good one, too.
Go.
And I...
Did you get a mug?
Pens, man.
Your mug, there was a pen in the mug.
I owe you one because we
okay.
were supposed to meet.
I support the redesign.
Oh, boy.
I support the
redesign. Oh, boy.
I can't get a pen?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get you a mug, too.
You get the mug, you just can't get the lid off.
I'll just briefly go into this report, but first I want to acknowledge all of our staff that are here today who really did an amazing job over this last year, and in many years they've done an amazing job over the years, but in particular this last year, a lot of significant things have been accomplished within the Department of Health and Human Services. I want to personally acknowledge them and thank them for all their great work. One of the things when I first came on, I really wanted to try to work to build a culture, a workplace culture. And my leadership style was to really start off with some core fundamental values, work on teamwork where we're going to tenaciously help each other succeed, and also to have performance management and the SMART goals to track those. But the workplace culture, I worked over several months with our leadership staff, and I asked them to also work with their respective divisions to come up with our department values. I didn't want them to be my values. I didn't want them to just be the leadership's values. I wanted them to be a true representation of the department values. And so, like I said, we went over a couple of months to come up with that. And the values we came up with our department were: we respect the dignity and worth of each individual we serve and with whom we work. We act with honesty and integrity, adhering to the highest standards of moral and ethical principles through our personal and professional behavior. We strive for excellence, implementing best practices and measuring performance towards optimal outcomes. We work collaboratively, fostering partnership with others in our service networks and within the community. And we are good stewards of the resources entrusted to us, using them efficiently and effectively to fulfill our mission. And we honor cultural diversity and are culturally competent and sensitive. Those are the values the department came up with collectively. And we're really trying to brand those values. So some of the things we've done, we initiated a values pledge. It was basically a pledge that these are our values, and you pledge to uphold those values. Hundreds of people within the Department of Health and Human Services signed those pledges. We also asked leadership and others to place these values in prominent positions in their offices or other areas in their divisions that people could see the values. And also, we've been highlighting these values in our newsletter. In asking people, Tanya has been asking people for specific examples on how they've been adhering to the values, and she's been sharing those in our newsletters. We also provide the mugs and pens, and so those were other ways where we're trying to brand and promote the values, and we'll get you one. In addition to work, this is an ongoing thing. We want to continue to look for opportunities to brand these various values, to share these values, and Tanya Simpson has been playing a key role at that, because we want these to be the very essence of who we are. These are the beliefs and behaviors we will exhibit each and every day in fulfillment of all of our goals. So very briefly, I'll just go into a few of the highlights. Behavioral Health Division, you know, we're moving to become a community-based mental health system. In the last budget, the county executive put $3 million for many very important initiatives that are really showing a lot of success. We've also updated our psychiatric services to reduce or eliminate wait times, and you've heard a little bit about that today. We've downsized an acute unit, and that really happened as a result of our declining census, community investments, the $3 million that we made, and also our private partnerships really expanding, now them taking about 50% of the people that are coming through our doors, which is significant. Emergency medical services, we're moving towards performance-based contracts, which is really exciting. We've also helped save hundreds of thousands of dollars due to education, helped the municipalities save hundreds of thousands of dollars due to educational upgrades, radio system redesign, and also electronic medical records. Disability services, we eliminated a 35-year wait list for individuals needing long-term care supports, which is the family care, which was really so significant. It is through that, now that we're in entitlement, and will really help us, help us significantly with our downsizing efforts. And so staff worked overtime, reprioritized their duties. It was really a significant thing to accomplish. They achieved also nearly 100% on federal indicators with the BRRTA 3 program. They achieved 100% compliance with our WATS reviews, and they developed 8 crisis respite beds in preparation for the Hilltop closure, and that initiative has gone very well. Delinquency and court services, were moving strongly towards juvenile detention reforms. We started, we commissioned the public policy forum with a report to look at our programs to ensure that they were producing outcomes. We realized that there's some better ways that we can track our data, so we've already started to implement some of those because we really want to move towards evidence-based decision-making with all of our programs. With limited resources, we just want to make sure the things that we're doing need to work. We received a $750,000 federal grant, and that's going to help us towards moving towards evidence-based decision-making. We also received an award from the Anna Casey Foundation to provide us with technical assistance for detention alternatives. Again, another evidence-based decision approach. And another thing, that the Milwaukee County Ability Program has been a huge success, and that's a program where we allow them to be housed at our detention facility for up to 180 days instead of sending them to the state. One, it's just better that kids are treated locally and served locally and being close, and we're more involved. We can reach out to the parents better, discharging, more programming to help them be successful, especially upon discharge. And it saves us a lot of money, and we're already starting to see the benefits of that as well. For the housing division, we received from HUD, turning the Ocean Liner Award. And that was regarding the significant reforms we made in that division. We reformed the CDBG process to make it more transparent and objective. There's an objective scoring process in terms of how projects are being selected and being recommended before this board for approval. The home program, there's new policies and procedures we've put in place. We've also increased our marketing so that more people are aware of the program so that they can actually take advantage of the programs. With Section 8, we eliminated a decades-old wait list, and that's a rent subsidy program. So that's really significant. We've made some reforms to that program to eliminate that wait list. And Housing Divisions has had several redesign initiatives that have been part of the whole redesign effort. Management services, we paid over $30 million in home energy assistance funds to nearly 55,000 people. It's pretty significant. We also received the Good Citizen Award from the Community Business Development Partners. Fiscally, we reduced our revenue write-offs and boosted our revenue and collection results. And you'll see for the first time in many years, BHD has a surplus in this 2012 budget, so we're very excited about that. So that's just a brief overview of the report. I thank you for allowing us the opportunity to speak about it, and we thank you for your partnership.
Good job.
Questions?
Also, good job.
How about the questions?
I'll jump in real quick.
Okay, Supervisor Bowen.
And it's good to end on a high note, on a good note.
Right.
sometimes we don't always get to do that. And, I mean, combined with the two waiting lists that you were able to, your department, this executive and this board, Milwaukee County was able to accomplish, that's 46 years of waiting lists that are no longer in existence. So we're doing great work, and I hope the community recognizes that.
Thank you.
Ms. Lade? Anything? Did you want to say anything? Or did he sum it up pretty well?
Or anybody else.
She's just sitting over there looking like
excited about the fact that we were able to do that. It meant so much to so many people, and it will certainly have such a positive impact on the lives of folks with disabilities as we move forward. So it's a good thing. The staff who answer the phone are just so pleased that they don't have to say where people are on the waiting list anymore. Mm-hmm. We can process them and serve them immediately. We contact them within 24 hours and move them through. So we're trying to get used to this new way of doing business, because it's been a long time since we've seen this.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Supervisor Bone, you still have the floor.
No, oh, thank you. I'll also just say I think it's great that you break down the year in review. A lot of times people don't understand what Milwaukee County does, and this is a great tool so people can see what we have been doing, and I hope other departments follow suit.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Supervisor. I also want to compliment Tanya Simpson. So this is the first annual report we've done, but she's really helping us to convey that positive message out in the community. And so this is a first of many things she's working on, newsletters and different things. So it's very positive. We're really trying to get the positive message out.
Good. Thank you. Good job, Tanya. Would you add me to the newsletter list, please? Okay.
Yeah, you need to check because we're not. I got it forwarded to me from somebody else.
Yeah, just check for me.
I think I got it. You guys are on my list, so I'm not sure about it coming through. It might be the service that I used to send them, but I'll make sure you guys
get it. Great. One more request. Can you ensure that Director Cologne gets me my pen?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. I would like. All right. Thank you, man.
All right.
Good.
Okay. I'm trying to get my pulp washing party. Come on.
All right. Oh my gosh.
Pulp washing party, really?
All right. If there's nothing further from the committee, we are adjourned. Thank you very much for your patience.